Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 8th of October, Abram's New Name. Yahweh changed Abram's name to Abraham by giving to him a portion of his own name. This was the work of Christ as I Am, ministered from the substance of his resurrection. Jesus himself explained that I Am was called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying to some of the Sadducees, "But even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord, I Am, Yahweh Elohim, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." Significantly, Jesus identified himself as I Am and the one who called Abraham and delivered to him the promised blessings, declaring to the Jews, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I Am." Just prior to this exchange, Jesus had said to the Jews, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I Am, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things." We see that what Jesus accomplished on the cross as I Am is what he promised to Abraham. As part of this promise, Christ figuratively wrote his new name on Abram, which he brought forth through his travail on the cross as I Am. Abraham's new name, drawn from the substance brought forth through the resurrection of Christ, means Father of a Multitude. In his letter to the Romans, Paul explained that while Abraham was having this conversation with Almighty God, he was strengthened in faith and gave glory to God by believing that what God promised he would perform. Abraham believed that God, through I Am, would give resurrection life to the dead and call into existence those things which do not exist as though they did. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 20 verses 37 and 38, John chapter 8 verse 58, John chapter 8 verse 28, Genesis chapter 17 verse 5, and Romans chapter 4 verses 17 and 20. For further study, Genesis chapter 17.